Next, sexuality and Islam. Siobhan Irving is an anthropologist, a PhD candidate, and a board member of Sydney Queer Muslims. She converted to Islam as a 19-year-old and has spent the past 5 years collecting stories from gay and lesbian Muslims in Sydney and Singapore. Siobhan says it's culture, not just religion, that shapes Muslim attitudes to LGBTI people. And she's speaking with RN's Siobhan Hegarty to Please Explain.
Religion can only exist through its believers, and people are cultural creatures. There is no such thing as religion without culture.
What sort of cultural groups have you worked with in your research?
Well, in Singapore, Muslim communities are about 98% Malay. Here in Sydney, like, how much time have you got? I've worked with so many different communities from African background, various Arab communities, Eastern European. We've really got Muslims from all over the world here in Sydney.
You've spent the last 5 years collecting stories in Sydney and in Singapore. How did their experiences of coming out to families compare?
Well, it's difficult to compare because within Sydney and Singapore, there's really quite a diversity. Some families reacted very violently. Some of my research participants have been pretty much kicked out of their homes at very young ages, while others go on to have quite a harmonious relationship with their families. And others, and I would say that probably the bulk of my research participants in both contexts fall into this group. There's a tense, uneasy peace. Families can accept the sexual orientation of their gay or lesbian Muslim children as long as they don't try to introduce their partners to the family, to Eid celebrations, this kind of thing. As long as they keep private life private, the relationship is manageable. Singapore, as a context, is generally a lot more conservative than Sydney. Penetrative anal sex between men is actually illegal in Singapore. So this does, of course, affect the positions of Muslim communities, because Muslim communities do not exist in a vacuum. However, again, I don't want to generalize, because I did also observe diversity in reactions of families there as well.
Why are many Muslims theologically opposed to members of their community coming out as gay or lesbian?
That's quite a complicated question. There are arguments made by Muslims themselves that Islam prohibits homosexuality. However, there are also arguments made by Muslims, particularly progressive scholars such as Scott Kugel, that Islam doesn't have any opinion about homosexuality. There is no punishment for it mentioned in the Quran. The hadith literature about the Prophet Muhammad and what he said and did in the earliest Muslim community, there's no hadith literature about punishments for homosexuality that are sound. So you have theologically Muslims arguing for the Islamic condemnation of homosexuality, and you also have other Muslim scholars arguing against it.
In various electorates in Western Sydney, the consensus was against legalising same-sex marriage. How has that affected LGBTQI people, Muslims, in the community?
Well, it's affected them because it's increased Islamophobia. And in the queer community, and just in general, really, many people do not understand why a same-sex attracted Muslim would embrace their faith, would still want to be part of their faith, would still be proud of their religious community. So when news comes out that, well, Western Sydney voted overwhelmingly against marriage equality, oftentimes people in the queer community and elsewhere will just presume, oh, this means that Muslims voted against it. So this sort of message reinforces a kind of Islamophobia that my research participants experienced, that makes it difficult for them to express both their identities as Muslims and as same-sex attracted people. They often feel they must choose, so that if, for example, one of my research participants is in a queer space, they all feel that they have to downplay their Muslim identity because they risk having to answer endless questions and being forced to defend their religious belief and be forced to provide explanations that they just get tired of giving after a while, to be honest. It's a terrible double bind.
Siobhan Irving, a Macquarie University PhD student and board member of Sydney Queer Muslims.